Okay, Siman Aleph and Beis had a lot of Klali Chashem Mishpat. Siman Gimel is Klali Chashem Mishpat, but as I said last week, we got into an arichas about the way Bati Dinim work, sadly, the way they work today. And Lamaisa, it's not exactly the way it says. It is exactly the way it says, but today we have to deal with the fact that it's difficult to force people into a din Torah, and therefore we have to make certain accommodations to get people to the table. Having said that, we'll learn what it says here in Shulchan Aruch in these few sefim, and it talks about how many people you need for a Beis Din. And it goes basically, Sif Aleph, it talks about three, Sif Beis talks about less than three, like two, and Sif Gimel talks about one, so it's 3, 2, 1. If someone has a sichsuch and they ask me what to do, so I tell them to do not what it says here in Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to explain why. The two of them should just decide on one person to ask a shayla to, and not to start with Dinei Torah and Zablah. The two people should agree to go to one person, and you choose somebody, and he'll pask in the din. It's not ideal. The reason it's not ideal is because Chashem Mishpat is very much not like Yeridaya, in the sense that when people have kitchen shaylas and they ask a rav, there are a certain amount of variables, but there's only so many ways you could stick a milk, a spoon into a flesh, a pat. Like, how many different ways could you possibly do it? Could be yeben yomi, ene ben yomi, but basically, if you look enough in Yeridaya, you find everything beferish. Not beferish in Shulchan Aruch, beferish in the Achrayinim. It's rare that there's a new shayla. When there are new inventions, there could be new shaylas. But basically, in a regular kitchen case, everything says somewhere. Chashem Mishpat, very much not that way. Because even when you have a case which is exactly like a different case, and you talk about it enough, how people say, well, maybe this is different because there's always some aspect of that which took place that was that's different. And it's very difficult. Not every difference makes a difference. So mainly end up with disagreements. Last night at the end of the Navi Shir, I mentioned Chashem Mishpat Shaila. Briefly, somebody had dropped off boxes of old Svarim in the Edison Kailal. And the person who dropped it off said the grandfather died. He learned a lot. He had a lot of old Svarim. And the grandson was there. Obviously, they had no use for these Svarim, at least. So they dropped it off. Basically, it was all Seamus. After they dropped it off, the fellows there, my son was in the kollel at the time in Edison, they looked through and they found one, the first reshain of a sefer, which it turned out was worth between $11,000 and $13,000. They found it in these boxes of Seamus. So the shayla became whose it is. Does it belong to the kollel? Or do we say the person who gave it to them betos? He thought he was giving them a bunch of Seamus, and in the meantime, something was worth a lot of money. Or somebody even said, maybe it doesn't belong to the kollel, it belongs to whoever picked it out of the box. The Seamus, the kollel wasn't interested in it. So I said something last night that I thought was such a double poshet. I said, it's mamish, exactly the case that happened 500 years ago, which is brought in the Hagos Sashri, the same type of case where a man had bought from some traveling salesman, had bought a bar of tin, and then his friend bought it from him, and when he went to melt the tin, it was gold inside. Some smuggler apparently had covered the gold with tin, and they'd forgotten about the gold. So maybe he died, his grandson found the bar of tin, I don't know. And it was passed around, his soul's bar of tin. So first of all, melted the tin and found the gold, became a rich man. So what was the taina? A guy who sold it to him said, it's a mechatos. I sold you a bar of tin, I didn't sell you a bar of gold. So he sounds right. So the Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mimitz paskind, I neglected to mention that yesterday, at the end of the tshuva it says that they brought the shalat to Rabbeinu Tam, and he agreed. He said that the person who bought the tin, it's not a mekatos. He bought tin and sold tin. He never knew it was gold. Even though inside the tin it was gold, and he really owned it. But you can only own things to the degree that you recognize it. It's tremendous chiddush. But if inside there's value, so I had mentioned it's exactly the same as this case with the sefer. He inherited the boxes of Seamus, and he never knew it was Seamus, won't know it's Seamus, it won't know it's valuable, and then somebody else, he gave it away. So somebody else was cutting it, and now he has no claim on it. Sounds exactly like the same case, doesn't it?
But from the original owner, why isn't it much understood from the original owner? Like the gold also, like...
Well, the original, it says Akum Tagar. It was either because he was a guy or because he was a traveling salesman. He was out of the picture. Well, the Shiloh was between the next two.
And by the sefer, the original owner didn't know...
he died. But Lameister, the Irish, had it. He had no idea it had value. When he was kainit, he thought a bunch of Seamus. And
he didn't know it had value.
Anyway, I thought it was exactly the same. So we have to shear, you know how it is, when you give a shear to a bunch of people. Guys have chilukim. Somebody came, tell me a difference. I said, it's a difference. But who said it makes a difference? Not every difference necessarily makes a difference. He says, not the same. The tin... He thought it was tin, the gold was hidden. Here, he knew what he had in his hand, he just didn't know how much it's worth. Alright, it's a difference. But does it make a difference? Chashmish, but it's always this way. People ask me, they find in the Pushka a silver dime. So it's where, I mean, you're not going to get rich from it, you know, it's maybe worth a dollar. So they want to know if they could go to the Pushka and put in a regular dime in exchange for the silver dime.
The pennies.
They're going to be valuable. If you have a million pennies, that's what, $10,000. What's more expensive, the storage? There are people hoarding pennies now. If you go to the bank, they won't give you more than, I think, 100.
The pennies that they minted now.
Worth a lot of money.
Millions of dollars.
But who owned the last pennies?
It's a collector.
Anyway, the Shiloh about taking a silver dime or a valuable coin from a pusher should be the same thing. The stucca is not aware that it's worth more than 10 cents. And the gabbai is probably not going to be aware of it.
So if someone gives stock, and the person that goes to the gabbai is somebody that owes money, is it okay to like take the money, exchange it in the coin market, and then give it away to stucca?
You could do whatever you like. Whatever you want to do, you could do.
Rabbi
nobody knows that.
Rabbi taught us that there's an avnei nezer on that when you put.
That's separate. That's you're right. But my point. My point is when tzedakah gets something and it has no way of knowing that it's worth more. I don't think you could take it. The question is if you already took the change, whether you have to give it back. But anyway, my point wasn't that. It just came to mind because. That's the way it is in Chayshim Mishpat. In Chayshim Mishpat, there's always differences. And that's what the Torah really prefers, and the Shulchan Aruch prefers, it better be at least three people. With three people, you can argue, you can present differences. Matter of fact, Shmuel calls a Bezdin of two a Bezdin Chatzuf. A Bezdin Chatzuf. So, Muhammad Yamar, the Gemara, we don't pass like him, but he does call it a Bezdin Chatzuf. But so what changed? So what changed is the fact that there's a lot of the Bezdin has no power to enforce anything, and once you bring in Tayanim and you bring in people that want to play games, So it becomes a balagan. It becomes not a din Torah, but it doesn't work. Now, having said that, we're going to learn the Shulchan Aruch. I say this because I learned the Shulchan Aruch how it should work in an ideal place when people are willing to do kedin, and let's say people have a business and they have a partnership agreement, and they part of the partnership agreement is that any sisal they have will go to this and this dayan or this and this bezdin. So now the bezdin has the power to enforce because the partnership agreement is binding. So the question is what you do. So let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber we learned last week. Ein bezdin pachus, starting the beginning of Simi Gimel. Ein bezdin pachus mi gimel. Choshloisha nekroam bezdin. Afilu edyaitis. Any three that are formed and accepted as a bezdin have a dim bezdin. Afilu edyaitis. You can't go and say, that's a bezdin. He never even learned Nach. How could it be a bezdin? The person would be on a bezdin, never learned Nach. He doesn't even know anything. The Efsher, the Lesbu Cha, the Idea Soris Bedinim. The Rama says, why? If you have three, you'll have at least one that knows Svaris Bedinim. I mean, Lesbu Cha, the Yada. But if you only have one who knows, then it doesn't work. Then Psilin Lodain. Then the puzzle to be done. Mukamakam. Yechel Lekabel Atainis Ulishalcham Bifnei Meira. You could be Mekabel Tainis and then go and ask people involved in Hira. I'm not ashamed to say this. This happens a lot. Nothing to do with Italian. This happens a lot when people have Cheshem Mishpat Shailas and they ask me. I find that by talking about it to people who are regular in Cheshem Mishpat, sometimes you get another Marabakim, you get another source, and and it's appropriate. The person doesn't have to pass him right on the spot. He figures it out. So this is the way it should work. Now, Sman Shach here argue, and we spoke about that last week, if we pass in like Rav Acho or Rav, it is Machleks in the Gemara, if Minat Torah you need three, or Minat Torah one is good, and three is the Rabbanan. The Sma is easy to read. The Sma Gimel Aleph. Ein bez v'chus v'shloisha. Hainu medivere seifrim. Amedin teira. Bedin ema minis b'chad sagi. So he passes that one is enough. Bedin teira. The shach is a mafak fake on it.
Shouldn't it be the emphasis? You should need three for Torah. You should need more for Torah.
Not four Torah. Minat Torah. Minat Torah, he's saying, yachid mumcha k'dabidan. Rabbana wanted to play it safe, and he said, don't let one person do it, he's prone to mistakes. So you go to three. Okay. The Ktsais makes a pshara. The Ktsais says that, because there are rayas to both sides. So Ktsais's pshara is that for din Torah minat Torah, you only need one. But kfiya, to force someone to a din Torah, that you need three. If people come for a din Torah and they're willing to come, and one person is paskening, he could paskin. But three you need for kfiya, to force somebody to din Torah. That's Ktsais's pshara. When you have three people, there's more discussion. It just is that way. When you have more people talking something through, you figure out more than what one person is thinking about it himself. The nature of argument is that it brings clarity. There's nothing personal in it. You have three people, so you get things more clear. Even if I feel a certain way, if someone challenges me and I have to defend myself, I'll get more clarity. Sometimes I'll see I'm wrong. Okay, that's basically what it says here on this side. It goes on, V'heim donen es adam bal karchai. And the ikar adin, in the ideal world, you could judge a person bal karchai against his whim, against his will, manitva misarev leirid ladin. He can do it against his will if he refuses to go. Ashena writes a lodain imateveya bi'irai. Or if he says, I don't want to be down in this city, I don't want to go elsewhere. See, he could force someone to another bezin in the same city. But you can't force somebody to travel to a different city. Avo, im rights a lot than imay be iray, el sheni chafetz, begimel shabirer hatoiveya. Oy, zebar leyechad, bar leyechad. That's an important thing. If you get a hazmana, if you get a hazmana to a bezdin, so you're not mechuyev to go to that bezdin. You could reply that you're willing to go to bezdin, but you don't want that bezdin. You want a different bezdin. So that you can do. You can't force them to another city, but you can force them to another bezdin in the same city. Sorry?
What
defines
the city?
Not sure what defines.
No,
I mean, for to go from Brooklyn to Muncie is not the same city. To go from Brooklyn to Staten Island, a person could argue. A person could argue. It has to do with a lot of dinim. It has to do with a lot of dinim that have to do with yichud, hilchas yichud. It has to be to being in the same city. Bailo bi'ir. What's bailo bi'ir? How close? It's not so clear how close. Well, it didn't say that's... Well, if you have three Islamists, you would out without just fields. Maybe so. Maybe so. Okay.
So they always have the density.
The Tevei... Well, he can be Tevei whatever he wants. Just the Nitfah says, I don't want to go to a different city. He has a right. You can be Tevei someone... You can be Tevei someone out of your like. The person has to know would be smart enough to answer you. If you say, I want to go to a Besdin in Los Angeles, and he agrees, so you go to a Besdin in Los Angeles. It's not an Aveira. You just can't force him if he doesn't want. What? The Tiveya? Right, so that's Zablah. No, do you have a choice? He didn't go to a standing Besdin. Or he could say, I don't want to go to a standing bezdin. I want what he calls Zabla, Zeb Bayra La Yechad. I choose one, you choose one, and the two will choose a third. So a different one in the same city, he could say. No, he could say either of these two. He could say, Eni Chafetz Begimel Shabira Teveya. I want to say, I'll stay in the city, but I don't want the three you chose. Or he could say, I don't want a standing bezdin at all. I want Zabar Leyechad, Zabar Leyechad. What? It should... Oz Zabar Leyechad, I'm sorry. My eyes aren't as good. These letters used to be much bigger when I was... when I was younger, the space between the foot of the hay and the top of the hay was much bigger. Now it got so much smaller, it looks like a chesela. No, you notice that?
So based on this Mechaber, there's... Halacha recognizes a default judgment. You don't show up, you could win. You can have like a one-sided trial and just win, and that's enforceable against the Nitfah.
You also could lose.
What?
You also could lose, but if you prove your case, you win.
Okay. Let's see the Ramah. Excuse me? Right. You speak louder. If he says, I don't want to go. Well, usually the Nitfa presents. It's Tevei Bez. The Nitfa said, we go to different Bez. They usually ask the Nitfa to choose the Bez. Today, there are certain Batei Dinim that are known crooked. There are Batei Dinim that are known to be crooked Batei Dinim. And reputable Batei Dinim won't allow a Nitfa to say, I want to go there. In those cases, they present, they have to negotiate, they present alternatives. But in the ideal world, the Teveya says a Bezdin, and Nitfa says not that Bezdin, he chooses a Bezdin. The Teveya, they can negotiate, but he has to present the Bezdin he's willing to go to. It's not the job of the Teveya to give alternatives. When you hear that they do it, that's when the Nitfa chooses unacceptable alternatives.
I was like,
Okay, it's an unspoken rule, then...
I don't
know. So, usually they negotiate the Batei Din. The Ramah adds, Hagah l'kaman simi yagimel, nearly dafka b'dayanim she'enam kavuit. Of dayanim kavuim b'ir, if the city has a set bezdin, l'yuchaloy meloy adon lefneihem, elabizebayr, v'chein noyegim b'irenu. Ramah says, in our city we have a set bezdin, and you really have no choice. You have to go to the bezin that's set in your city. That's what it says here in the Ramah. Ramesha writes about this. Ha de kosav haramah. Dim dayanim kavuim bi'ir. Lo yachaloyim lo yadal lefneyem. Elo bezeh bayir. Ha yezeh rak biyarishim b'midin aseinu. Ramesha writes, that's only in the cities where I come from. Shahayu mismanin meho'ir. That the bezin was appointed by the kehila, by the city, the kehila appointed a bezdin. Sha'af harav ha-bezdin levadai, nami ha-yachol ha-kaifai, me'achshei kablu. Av b'New York, lekad ayanim kavuin, sh'nismanu me'ha-yir. In New York, in most cities outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's no shtot bezdin. B'frat sh'ika ayir agudais v'chaburei shor rabbanim. Usually they had different groups of Batitinim, of Rabbanim. Lekaf Mina Mikala Rabbanim should be here. It's not even appointed by the Rabbanim here. L'chenk Shabbat Sechmiyam B'Zabla, Mukrach Leilach B'Zabla. That's where Ramesha writes in the Chesh Mishpat Beis, the end of Tshuva Gimel.
And is he spelled in New York?
He spells it the way we spell it. Nun Vav Aleph, Yud Aleph, Reish Kuf. Not like the Israelis do. Israelis spell Nun Yud Vav. Because it has to match any W, so it's Nun Yud Vav, New York. So we don't do it at all. At as Masada Kedushin at a wedding Wednesday night, Svardim. So I told the Chassan, he has to get one of his Svardi Rabbanim to do the Ksuba. The whole Ksuba is so different by them. So Raja Ksuba is very different. The beginning is the same, but then. Then it's different. He said, what about Tekiyas Kaf? I said, I know how to do Tekiyas Kaf. I know how to do it. I just don't want to fill it out. So he filled it out. So I come to the wedding out in a place I'd never heard of in New Jersey. It took me 2 hours to get there. And they spelled New York, New Jersey, Niv, and Gerzi with a G, with a gimel. You know, you got to do it with a gimel. So I said, listen, I said, look, I told the chassan, I'm Misada Kedushin. This Rav Palak, whatever his name was, he was the Misada Ksuba. So he's the Misada Ksuba, I'm Misada Kedushin. So we'll rely on him. That's what the Svardim do, and you can rely on them. So that's what we rely on. Gimel. Oh, by you, it's okay.
No,
by the Ammonites. Okay. Okay. At any rate, okay. I want to tell you what. So, as I said, most of this is not so negatos. There is a dispute here between the Tzais and the Sivis, which appears in a few places in Chayshim Mishpat. In the din kfiya, that bezdin is kaifin, the ktsais shita is that whenever it says you're kaifa, it always means a bezdin. So bezdin has the power to force things. Kaifin ala mitzvahs, to get someone to do a mitzvah, or to force them to a din tairev if you could. I guess both. To go to the entire and to carry out. The Nesivis disagrees. The Nesivis says there's no dinner kfiya on Bezdin. It's every Jew. Every Jew is kaifin ala mitzvahs. It's lav dafka did in Bezdin. On Isa, most people don't have headaches. You can go force somebody to do something. So you do. It's I think more than Arvis. I think he holds it's an extension of Haychacha. Yeah. So here you can see a little of it. If you look in the Nesivis on this page, the page with Rav on the top, Nesivis at, before Beis, in the second column, Nira li lefi in the Yazdaiti, the lesser, he says on the Ktsais, kiven de rami, kiven de dummy la asei sukkah ve'ina yaisa, de kaifin oise lekayim a mitzvah, just like you can force someone to make a sukkah, force a lekayim a mitzvah, de chol odo mitzvah la hafrish chaveire mi iser, afu mi she'ina v'chla beznen, ki de mukha baba v'kama, gabi nirtza she'kolu yamav. It's talking there about an Eved Ivri whose time is up. He goes free. He doesn't want to go free. He wants to stay as an Eved. He loves his shifcha friend. So Yochol Rabbi La'Kaisai Gedei Afrisha Mi'isir is shifcha. So he says, not like the Ktsai. Ktsai says, it's a din in Bezdin that Bezdin is Kaifa. And he says, there's no such halacha that Bezdin is Kaifa. It's a general din. Individuals could be kaifa. Nafkamina would theoretically be if you have a co-worker who has a ham sandwich, a Jewish co-worker who has a ham sandwich in the fridge, in the office, whether you can, when he's not looking, whether you could throw it out. Whether you could throw it out. Now, nowadays there are cameras, so I don't recommend trying it. But the, whether in Hapi Alocha, whether you can do it. So those, they bring a raya you could from Rachel Imenu. Rachel Imenu swiped Avay Dezara. So he swiped Avay Dezara, that a Raya. She wasn't a Bezdin. So Raya, Yochid could swipe it.
I don't think it's the same.
So, always has a catch rate.
It's valueless.
That's the teretz that's given, is that something that's Asa Bahanoah has no value. Avay Dezara had no value, it's Asa Bahanoah. It's not, but it's not really true because Be'a Ben Noyach it has value. I could be mevatel it, and they could use it. So, but anyway, what? Because the kol was chal. It's funny. The lashon of the medrash is because of kibud av. I don't know why. I would think it's kibud av to take away that by the zara. But anyway, this is just comes in aga. Now, yeah. Yeah. Ad hakor. You can't hit him. It says ad hakor. Ad hecha and hakor. One says ad nazifa. One says ad klola. One says ad hakor.
Isn't hakor until he would hit you?
Yeah. Until he would hit you, right? So, I don't know where the limit is. And in practice, it's not something that we look to do. But, okay. Anyway, this is an ongoing machlokes. Now, the main nafkamina in all of this is not kfiyah, because we don't really have a power of kfiyah. The main nafkamina is the following. And we're going to have this in Sif Beis in a moment. When someone says something in Bezdin, we have a rule, kivin shehigit shuv einech chayzer umagid. That means the following. Let's say somebody goes to Bezdin, and it's New York, 2025. He doesn't like the psak. He says, take a hike. I'm going to a different Bezdin. And he wants to go somewhere else. When he said testimony in Bezdin, he can't retract it. Now, it's not like the street. Some people think, I'll talk to him. He's going to deny I lent him money. I know it. I don't have a contract. I don't have a shtar. So I'll stick a little recorder in my pocket. And I'll meet him, and I'll say, hey, Jack, you owe me money. Where's my money? I'll say, you know, times are tough. I don't have the money. Give me another 2 weeks. You say, you've been telling me 2 weeks for the last 5 years. He says, okay, but this time for real. You know, do it. So he has a recording. So he wants to go to Bezdin with the recording. So that recording is not proof in Bezdin. The halacha is, a person could say, Mishate Hayisi Bach. A person could say, I don't want to argue with you. You think I owe you money? I don't owe you money. You think I do? Mishati Yisibach, I was just, it's not binding. The only time it's binding is if you bring two witnesses and you say, Atamedai. If you stand with him and there are two witnesses and you say, Atamedai, that he admits it, so you can't say Mishati Hayisi. Also in Bezdin, if someone said testimony in Bezdin, he said the truth, he thought he'll win. Now he's not going to win, so he wants to do it again and not say the truth. So once you say it in Bezdin, it's binding. That's the main nafkamina today, whether what constitutes a bezdin. If you have two or one, whether it constitutes a bezdin or not. And that's the Shulchan is going to say this. And one more nekuda before he starts with Beis. The Gemara has, and it's a simon later, it says at the end of this Ramah, Ayin lekamon simon chav Beis. You should know that there is a concept of Neman Olai Abba, which means to say, if two people have a din Torah, and they want to go to someone's relative to be a dayan, or three dayanim, and he says, a relative is pasaleidus, he says, Neman Olai Abba, I trust your father. If he's Makabal Kinyan, in other words, he obligates himself knowing. If he obviously doesn't know it's a father, it doesn't work. But if he obligates himself knowing it's the other person's relative or the other person's friend, so then that kinyan is binding. He can't come later and say no. Now, the Ramah there brings a machlaikis by Tarti L'Reyesa. Tarti L'Reyesa means this. Really, mean I didn't need three dayanim. If you want to accept one, you can accept one. You want to accept Krivim? You can accept Krivim. What about a single Kariv? Tati L'Reyesa. You're accepting one and you're accepting a Kariv. So Ramah brings a Machalikas Rishainim if it works. Lamaisa, it's not a good idea. And I want to explain why. Because the opposite reason you may be thinking. I had just this week, I had somebody used to live in the neighborhood. He lives elsewhere. Rare occasion. He's entering into a business agreement. So he sent me an email. He and his partner want to put me down as the for binding arbitration. So whether I'm okay with it. So whether I'm okay with it anyway is a separate, you know. So it's easy to say yes now, and when it gets to it, it's tough. But I told him, it's not good for you. Not good for me. I know you. He doesn't know you. I said, that's why it's no good. You're going to come to me. If I say you're wrong and he's right, you lose. If I say you're right and he's wrong, you say, oh, he's your Rav. Let's go. It's a different Rav now. Let's go. So really, it works just the opposite. It's not a good idea to get somebody that you know and the other person doesn't know, because it has the opposite result. The result ends up happening that you can only lose. If you win, then they have tainus. I was Makabal Kinyan. Okay, go tell the court say it was Makabal Kinyan. You know, it's not, you can't enforce it. So generally, it's not a good idea. But strictly speaking, again, Taiti L'Reyes is Machlaikis and Simin Yudalit, Issim Chavbeis. But otherwise, a person could accept even a Apostle or a Kariv to be a Dayan. Now, that's not Sivbeis. Pachas Mishlaish.
You ever mentioned that having signed application agreement?
Yeah, the best thing is to sign a binding arbitration agreement. That's enforceable.
Do they make them do that as well?
They try.
They do.
Aaron, do they?
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you don't hear of it because it never gets to you. But they get a binding arbitration agreement, and do they fight anyway?
Oh, yes.
They fight anyway. Those are the ones that come to you. They fight anyway. So, absolutely. Okay. The Sif Beis.
Even the
Beis
of Avatel, they fight.
The Beis of Avatel
himself.
Yeah. Okay. Pachas Mishloisha, Sif Beis, Ein Dinei Emdin. You hear this? A Beis of less than three, their Psak is not a Psak. Ein Dinei Emdin. Afilu Loitou. You don't have to show they made mistakes. Elo Im Ken Kiblum Balei Dinim. Unless the Bezdin was Makabal Beferish, that they're willing to accept a Bezdin of two, then it works. I was twice on a Bezdin of two. One of the times, the other person who was with me said at the beginning of the Torah, he said that really a Bezdin of two is a Bezdin Chatzuf, and we shouldn't be doing this. We're only doing it because you insist on it. Do you? They said, yes, they're Makabal Kinyan. They weren't fighting over enough to go to court, but fighting over some wages. And then he went ahead with it. Because a Bezdin of two is not a Bezdin, but if they accept, then they accept. That's the rather that in Torah it's a perfect example. There was someone from this neighborhood, from a different neighborhood, and we sat in Torah, and he said that he owes him money. He said he doesn't owe him money. He said this was the agreement. He said that was the agreement. Nothing was written down. Nothing was recorded. So we passed like one person. So the other person comes to me afterwards. He says, okay, I'll follow the psak, but I don't understand. It was my word against his. Why did you believe him? You didn't believe me. I thought I'd get at least half of the wages. You know, I'll get at least a pshara. So I told him, we didn't believe him. We didn't believe you. It has to be clear. Sometimes the Bezna has to make it clear to them. It's not because I believed him, I don't believe you. You're the Maitzi. You say he owes you money for work that was done. And he says he doesn't owe you money for work that was done. So you're the one who has to prove it. It's not that you believe him, you don't believe him. It's just that he's potter. If there's no proof, that's the
acceptance of the two makes it two
ois chatzof, yeah. The only chatzof to force, they're not chatzof. Oh, so the next word is oishu mumchal rabbin. So Shaul's asking, who's a mumchal rabbin? So Ramah says, b'zman hazeh ein don in de mumchal rabbin, she yodain b'yechidi b'akach shel adam. He says, b'zman hazeh, Ramah is 1550, they didn't have a mumchal rabbim. It didn't get better in the last nearly 500 years.
And Mechaber is also the same time as the Ramah, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So
maybe he had a mumchal rabbim. I don't know. Kol she'einam shleisha. Anything that's not three, you're not supposed to paskim. V'lo kiblum aleihem, v'einam mumchal rabbim. They're not three, and there was no kabbalah aleihem. There's no mumchal rabbim. I feel like smuchim b'eretz Yisrael. Even if they're smuchim, they can't paskin b'yechidi. Now here's the most important part of it. That the psak is not a psak is one thing. Haydosh ha-maidim b'fneyem. If you're maid in front of such a bezdin, k'misha maid ha-chutz le-bezdin, v'chaylim l'haklif taneseyem sh'ta'anu b'fneyem. Now this happens. Sometimes two people go to a rav, say we have a disagreement, we're not coming for a din Torah. We're not makabel you to listen to you. We just want to hear what do you say about it, and hopefully they'll do a bishalom. An advisory. So you go to the Rav. So this person says this, this person says that, and the Rav says, oh, that case in Shulchan Aruch, you say this and you say that, so you win. The other one says, okay, that's your advice, I'm not listening. Then you go to Bezdin, and they go to Bezdin, and he says this, and the one who lost changes what he says. He's not going to say it again. So he says something else. Say, what do you mean? I'll call in the previous Ravel. He'll say that you said it. The halacha is that a person can change his tainus. If it's not a taina in Bezdin, then what a person says is not binding. A person could say, I made a mistake, I changed my mind, I remember differently, I check my notes. A person can change his taina. Only kivin shigashir and achayzu magid is only if it's hagadah and bezdin, or if you say atameidai. If you say atameidai, if you take two witnesses, so your witness is that he admitted it, and he admits it in front of them. What? If it's kiblu alayim, if it's not kiblu alayim, no. If they went for just for a non-binding decision. Right. I think that. What? If he's telling the truth, he could. It's not lechatchila. And everyone writes. The goyin writes that Bezna has to shmek it ice. If they shmek ice, that he's just changing his taina to fit the what's going on. Then the Bezna has a right to not pass him based on his taina. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on. Okay, we're on the second side. Hakayfe b'fneim, v'akach bo'edim, lo'yuchus a kafrin. And if you deny something and witnesses say you're lying, if it's not a real bezdin, you're not who's a kafrin. Aval ha'shloisha, afal b'sheinim smuchin, ha'idah b'fneim, k'idah b'bezdin, v'chein b'kayfe v'akach bo'edim, who's a kafrin, And he can't change his taina if it's in front of three, then he can't change his taina. So this is the basic rule. And what? The Beis Din what? If they're going, well, three we assume means a real din Torah. When he says three, he means a real din Torah, not for advice. It's for a din Torah. He means not enforceable. Let's just learn Sif Gimel, because it's more of the same. Aval bishi yachid mumcha l'rabim, mutal loyladin yichidi, mitzvah schachamim shiyoshavim ayacherim. So the Ramah said we don't have a mumcha l'rabim. Even the Machaba who said we do have a mumcha l'rabim, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to do it, because it's not. Nesivis in Vav brings out Temedai, if you just want to see it inside, where it says Nesivis HaMishpat, in the second column, is Vav, Loihu Zekafron, V'yamamar HaTemedai, Ibiderech HaDog Gemura, L'Aramba Mekamon Pe'al, we'll see what that means, then he's Loihu Zekafron, then he can't change his Taina, and etc. So there is such a concept of HaTemedai that's brought here. Okay, we'll move on to the DNA, more DNA Torah next week.